Well, hello, River Slough family. It is really lovely to be able to share with you today. And I'm sorry it's not in person. It would have been glorious to have seen your lovely faces, but I understand the reasons why not. And another time we will get together in person. But for now, I hope that you are all doing well and just praying real blessing over you as a church family. Now, today we are at week four in our autumn teaching series, Living Like Jesus. And in this series, we're asking, how can we imitate the life of Jesus, the way he lived, so that we can live rich, full lives as his disciples, but also so that we can bring the life of Jesus and his kingdom wherever we are, which is, of course, our River Vision. And we can't bring the life of Jesus unless we're living the life of Jesus ourselves. So this week, our heading is Choosing Relationship Over Religion, which is what Jesus did. And we saw that right at the start of our readings this week. Today we're going to be basing this talk out of Mark chapter 3. So if you want to get that to hand, that'd be good. And we see in Mark chapter 3, in verses 13 and 14, if you go to the Passion Translation, I love it. I love the Passion Translation. We read this: Jesus went up a mountainside and called to himself those he wanted to be his close companions. So they went up with him. He appointed the 12. He wanted them to be continually at his side as his friends, and so that he could send them out to preach, etc. So right there, as Jesus is calling his disciples, first and foremost, he wanted them to be his close friends. That's his invitation to you and me. It's our absolute privilege. And honestly, it's what we were made for, to be in a close relationship with God. And as we read the Bible and we study church history, we find great guiding principles and really wonderful spiritual practices for following Jesus, that they enable us to draw closer to him, they help us live like him, they help us grow as his disciples, and also help us grow, really importantly, in our love for other people. But as human beings, we have this amazing knack, don't we, of turning things into rules that then become dry, empty traditions. And they stop being life-giving, and they stop being a blessing to us. And this is what Jesus called out as religion, and he repeatedly stood against it in his ministry. So here's the thought for us today. Religion is based on rule-keeping, but relationship is based on love. Religion is based on rule-keeping, but relationship is based on love. And the trouble with rule keeping and religion is that it actually gets in the way of love. And our hearts can start to become hard, dry, empty, as all we do is repeatedly focus on following rules instead of following Jesus. We end up feeling guilty when we fail, and we can get a bit proud when we think we're getting it right. And I don't know about you, but it's so easy to end up judgmental of others when we think they're not obeying the rules, and self-righteous about our own success, our own goodness, without even realizing it. Religion's really serious. It blocks us from loving God and loving others well. So to explore a bit of this, we're going to have a look at a story that we read this week in our daily Bible readings from Mark 3, and it's verses 1 to 6. And this is where we see Jesus healing on the Sabbath. That was a big no-no. Let me read it. Then Jesus left them and went again to the synagogue, where he encountered a man who had an atrophied, paralysed hand. Everyone was watching Jesus closely to see if he'd heal the man on the Sabbath. That would give them a reason to accuse him of breaking Sabbath rules. Jesus said to the man with the paralysed hand, "Come on, stand here in the middle of the room." Then he turned to all those gathered there and said, "Is it against the law to do evil on the Sabbath or to do good? To destroy a life or to save one?" But no one answered him a word. Then, looking around at everyone, Jesus was moved with indignation and grieved by the hardness of their hearts. And he said to the man, "Now, stretch out your hand." As he stretched out his hand, it was instantly healed. After this happened, the Pharisees left abruptly. We're told that the man's hand is paralysed, is atrophied, and that word means it was wasted away, it had lost its life. And for me, that's just a really significant picture, because that's what religion ends up doing to us, to our hearts. It shrivels them up and we don't live in the life of love, the abundant life that we were created for. And the man is in the grip of religion, the religious system. You're not allowed to break the rules and heal on a Sabbath no matter what. But we see Jesus exposing this crazy religion. He puts it right on display in the middle of the room. He says to the man, "Come into the middle of the room." And effectively what he asks is, "Look, everyone, is this really good and loving? Are your rules really bringing life?" We read that he was moved with indignation and he was grieved by the hardness of their hearts. Their hearts were hard. That means unfeeling, unmerciful. They were unable to sympathise or be kind. They'd rather blindly follow the rules than be loving towards the man who needed their grace. But Jesus follows the way of love and not the way of religion, and he heals on the Sabbath. We see his love and his compassion effectively triumphing over the rules and bringing new life to the man. Can you imagine what it was like for him to have back the use of his hand, his right hand, other Gospels tell us? And it's interesting to know, isn't it? Jesus says to him, "Stretch out your hand." I have this picture in my head of him nursing this withered hand, atrophied hand, close to him all the time, never stretching it out. He might well have been completely unable to. Jesus asks him to step out and do something different to break him out of the stuck place that he was in. Maybe we might need to do the same. We might need to stretch ourselves and do something different, to follow Jesus's way of love and life instead of religion. And we see the chief rule keepers and the followers of religion, the Pharisees, leaving. Basically, they completely reject Jesus in favour of their rules. They're offended by the grace that Jesus offers. And religion has blocked them from real relationship with God and others. It's a really sad thing to see. And you know, I read that and I do not want my heart to become hard like that. And yet it so easily can do. I really want to draw close to Jesus in love, not simply follow rules, no matter how good they might seem. And out of being in love with Jesus, I want to love others well and not impose my rules on them, whether that's consciously or subconsciously when I judge people. You know, so much of my upbringing was based on being expected to follow rules, expected to behave well and appropriately. And I felt loved if I did, and not loved if I didn't. That has really messed with me and caused me to struggle in living well in God's unconditional love and grace. I've seen in my own life the mess that following the rules only in order to get love causes. And I don't want to live like that. I don't want you to live like that. And I'm sure we don't want to be bringing people from our communities into that kind of atmosphere. Religion is based on rule keeping, but relationship is based on love. And brilliantly, Jesus has the answer, the antidote to religion. When we live in relationship with him, he offers us a grace-filled life of joy, peace, and rest. Listen to this from Matthew chapter 11. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. I love those words. And did you hear it again? Keep company with me. Back to where we began this talk in Mark. Jesus invites us to be his close companions, continually at his side as his friends, keeping company with him, keeping pace with him, living as he does. Before we kind of land this talk, I just wanted to just give a word about Sabbath, because the Bible story we just read was centered around the Sabbath, and it would be wrong to take from that story that Sabbath is bad, because actually it was given to us, to you, to me, by God as a blessing. It's a time to stop, to rest, to delight in God, a time to allow our hearts, our minds to relax, help us refocus on God, to spend time with family and friends, to rejoice in love. And it gives us a rhythm of life that brings blessing, healing, and sustainability. But as we saw in the Bible story, religion had reduced it to something restrictive. And the danger is that we see it as the same thing today. But I wonder, could you explore a rhythm of Sabbath that brings you deeper into your relationship with God? One writer has described us as perhaps the most emotionally exhausted, psychologically overworked, spiritually malnourished people in history. Wow. And said, the Sabbath is the most precious present mankind has received from the treasure house of God. It's a God-ordained way to slow us down for meaningful connection with God, ourselves, and those we care about. You know, in other words, to grow in love and relationship. But we have to be so careful not to get religious about it. The writer warns, do not make Sabbath keeping a weighty exercise. Explore it with delight, as though you and God are learning together how to make the day special for both of you. Then be as intentional about protecting it as you can be, but do not become rigid and legalistic about it. That ruins the spirit of the day. There it is again, relationship, not religion. There are some great books to read about Sabbath to begin to explore it. I mean, I really encourage you to start with John Mark Comer's Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. And I did a more in-depth talk on Sabbath in River Marlow on the 24th of Jan of this year, 2021. You can pick that up on the River website in the resources section. But I really encourage you to think about Sabbath as a way of connecting in love with Jesus. So, what do we conclude? Let me read you some of those words again. Jesus looked around at everyone. Today, right now, Jesus is gazing at you with love. He wants to free you from the limitations and restrictions of religion so that you can be in a joyful and life-giving, loving relationship with him. Why not take some time this week to reflect? Are there any rules that are weighing you down or that you're using to judge others by? Choose to let them go and take hold of love instead. Has your heart maybe become a bit hard? You know, the love of Jesus melts the hardest of hearts. In Ezekiel, we read this encouragement from God, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. What an encouragement. He renews our hearts out of religion and into relationship. Do you maybe sense some guilt or some pride in your heart over keeping rules? Know that Jesus forgives you freely and fully. And how can you draw closer to Jesus in loving friendship? How could you spend more time with him in life-giving ways that would deepen your relationship with him? Let me pray for us all. Father God, Lord Jesus, I want to thank you with all my heart that you invite us to be your friends, that you want us to live free from the restrictions of religion and rule keeping. Holy Spirit, I ask that you'll show us where in our lives, in our hearts, we're a bit bound up by religion. I pray you'll help us to walk free of rule keeping and to choose the way of love, to choose relationship over religion. Holy Spirit, open our eyes and our hearts about where we are restricted and where we're judging others. Set us free, Lord God, to love abundantly, expansively, generously, to love you, others, and ourselves. Holy Spirit, we just invite you to do a work of transformation in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you're watching this with others, or maybe you have a small group or friends around you, I'd really encourage you maybe to take those questions and talk about them, and we can begin to encourage one another and walk with one another into freedom, into relationship, and out of religion. Take care. It was really lovely to share with you. God bless. Bye.